Cause my heart needs a love dance. My heart needs a love dance.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 131. I am your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from You Say Party, We Say Die, a band from the west coast of Canada, just south of Vancouver. The song I played was Laura Palmer's Prom. That's on the band's album XXXX, which came out on Paperbag Records September of last year. The band has finally got a visa and will be touring the U.S. after being denied for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. The album, it's good. I think it's a more mature album than their earlier just straight-up disco-punk stuff, as evidenced to that song there. And anyone who reps Twin Peaks is a friend of mine. I've got lots of music coming up this week. Most of it, I think, is very good. So let's continue into this. We're going to dig all the way back to 2000. You remember that, kiddies? This is a band called The International Noise Conspiracy.
Smash it up, all the workers, who spend
hear the song underneath all that noise? That was The Invaders with the song The Flu. That's on the band's album Floating that came out July of last year on Karate Body Records. I believe that band is from Louisville, and I kind of like that album. Noise usually isn't my thing, but there's so much melody and fun in there. Before that, we heard from Stricken City, a band from London. That song is called 5 Meters Apart. That's on the band's album Songs About People I Know that came out in November of last year on Pure Groove Records in the UK. I'm not sure if it ever saw a US release. And we started things off with something a little older. The track Smash It Up from the International Noise Conspiracy's second album, Survival Sickness. And Epitaph released that Swedish band back in summer of 2000, I think. And that kind of just lets you know how the Too Much Rock podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it. If it's good, it's good. It's bad, whatever, we'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices and we make a good podcast. But whatever I get, that's what we're going to get. So that's an album that I dug up after realizing I didn't own it and knowing how much I enjoyed the first one. And with smaller returns as each album went on. So there's my buy-in suggestion there. Start early. We're going to continue on here. This is a track by Cave In. The song's called Retina Sees Rewind.
Trying not to
Okay, that is Pelican with the track What We All Come to Need. That is the title track of the band's new album, released October 27th of last year on Southern Lloyd Records. It's a band that everyone loves, and I just cannot get into. I like post-rock, I like progressive metal, well, kind of, I guess, but that band just doesn't interest me a whole lot. Before that, we heard from Cave In, the song Retina Sees Rewind on the album Planets of Old. That's really an EP. It just came out on CD, but it was released July of last year as a 12-inch on Hydrahead Records. Band out of Boston there who has been the forefront of that crazy metal scene for so long, then they vanished, and then they kind of sprang back there, so we'll see what happens. Everyone is curious to see what comes of the reunion, or if the band still is relevant or not. I see that I'm about out of time, so I need to get a lot of business out of the way. I want to let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 131. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Let's see. In the next week or so, we'll be seeing the Hidden Pictures, the Nameless Number Headman, and a few others as part of the Indie Pop Alliance show. That is the 6th of March at the Brick. The 7th is We Were Promised Jetpack and a few other bands at the Jackpot. And it looks like the 13th, maybe Photo Atlas at the Czar Bar. The 14th, Vivian Girls, The Jackpot. Not a whole lot happening this month for me. It's going to be kind of a slow one. Let's see. In the last week, I think there's not a whole lot new out there. Maybe a show of Counter the Mother Culture show that I saw last week at the Riot Room. So check out the Too Much Rock website. See some updates there. We're going to finish the show with a nice languid piece. This is the album Leaf, the project of Jimmy Lavelle. The track I'm going to play is called Blank Pages, and is on his new album, A Chorus of Storytellers, that came out February 2nd of this year on Sub Pop Records. It is a more cohesive, band-driven effort than in the past, and you'll get a chance to find that out. I believe the album Leaf is playing at the Jackpot sometime in April, but I can give you more information on that as time comes closer, or you can pop open your own browsers and see what you can find there. So thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you next week. This is the album Leaf.